Beth, you also have a partner in parenting with Elon. There are many kids today that don't have the benefit of two parents, and I'm just curious what the book would have been like if Elon had written it.
Well, you know, I guess a couple things. One is, you know, there are more single parents than ever. The statistics show us that. Obviously, single parents can do an incredibly brilliant job of raising kids. Just look at our president. I mean, just because you are raising a kid on your own, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, that your kid is going to be handicapped in some way. I mean, I think it's important to try to find other people to both to help you and to give a kid, you know, various kinds of role models. I mean, don't forget, President Obama had a grandpa and a grandma and other people in his life who cared about him. So, you know, try to make sure if you're a single parent that, you know, that your child is involved in activities, sports, where there's maybe a coach or, you know, maybe drama, play at school or something like that, where they can, you know, have a relationship with other adults, take a little bit of pressure off you, but also give them some alternate role models. I think that's really important. But, you know, my husband is a wonderful guy. He's absolutely brilliant. He went to Yale. He was number two in his law school class. He has a mind like a steel trap. He, you know, he could beat anybody at Scrabble. He's really good at things like that. And so, you know, he's just, and he was a really nerdy kid, you know, never kissed a girl, never smoked a joint, never went to a concert. He was a really straight as an arrow, you know, Boy Scout kind of a kid. In fact, he was in the Boy Scouts. We have the medals to prove it. So, you know, for him to have a kid who's a teenager, who's a more typical teenager, you know, who breaks rules and, you know, sometimes gets in trouble and pushes all the buttons, he was completely freaked out by this kid, you know, and I felt that I was often running interference between, you know, Elon's ideal of, you know, a brilliant child who's going to get straight A's and, you know, be perfect and this and that and the other, and, you know, Taz, who is just kind of the teenager who drives you insane. So, and also my husband's father was an immigrant, actually. So I think also in immigrant families, there's a lot of pressure on kids to really be perfect, to be the perfect American child. And, you know, this is why we came to this country. And, you know, I think often kids rise to that challenge. It's a pressure for them. But often you find in immigrant families that, you know, children do try to be, you know, more helpful and that there is that sense that they're not entitled to something. This is a privilege to be here, and you better do it right. So, you know, that's definitely been a challenge in our child rearing. But, it makes it easier because I can always say to the kids, please don't let Daddy down. You know, you cannot get a C in that class because Daddy will just be devastated.
Did Taz ever try to triangulate and play you off of Elon?
You know, there are some kids who will do that. Not so much. I think as parents, we can probably put an end to that. You know, I think with us, with my husband and I, we often will decide what is important to us and then let the other person, you know, make the decision if something just doesn't matter to me, but I think it's going to matter to Elon, then I'll just often defer to him and I'll just say, you know what, I just really don't have an opinion on that. It's up to Daddy to make the decision. And I'm not being a coward about it, but I know that he might care more about something like, something having to do with school perhaps, or, you know, we're in the college application process now, so there's a lot of coordination in that regard. My husband also is very into sports, so my younger son's a jock, and sometimes we have sports conflicts. Okay, he's got a big test tomorrow, and he's got a basketball tournament tonight. What are we going to do here? So I sometimes let him make the call on that one because, as in a marriage, you have to figure out, you know, what's the way that will cause the least conflict among all the parties. That's the way I seek.